Hi everyone, I'm Glenn, and my classmates called me a loner and a loser because I was shy and didn't have any friends. When hot girls helped me out, I became the student council president. Now, everyone wants to be my friend! I didn't have many friends growing up. I was always the odd one out. I was the only child, so I never learned how to be around other kids until I went to school. But even there, I was pretty awkward. The thing is, I'm really shy. So, I find it hard to make friends. I'm always afraid of saying the wrong thing, or making a bad impression. So, I made no impression at all. My classmates always made fun of me. Especially the girls. They called me a loser. A loner. They said things behind my back. Things I could hear anyway, because they always made sure I did. It wasn't nice, and it hurt. Sometimes their words made me cry, but I told no one. Mostly because I had no one to tell. One day, our teacher assigned us a group project. And for some reason, I ended up being grouped with the most popular girls at school. Lisa, Tracy, and Kylie were all very beautiful and always dressed nice. Every boy in school wanted to date them, and there I was, awkward as always, not knowing how to behave around them. The girls laughed and giggled when I sat at their table. I tried to introduce myself and say that I'll do my best as their group mate, but my words got jumbled, and all I ended up saying was, "Hi, I'm well." The girls laughed. They huddled up and started talking amongst themselves. They whispered, but I could still hear them.
"Hey, it's that weird kid." "Yeah, I don't know what Mrs. Sitwell's thinking. Lumping him here in with us."
"Wait, I have an idea. You up for a bet?"
"Ooh, sounds fun. What are we betting on?"
"I bet $20 he'll do whatever we say if we promise to give him a kiss."
"I bet he'll do anything if you just say his name."
"No, but seriously, he's a nerd, isn't he? If we promise him something, I bet you we can skip this project and have him do all the work."
"I like where this is going."
The girls turned around to face me, and they all had sweet smiles on their faces, as if I didn't hear everything they just said. But it didn't matter. Grades were important to me, and I was gonna do my best anyway. So, I did. But I didn't let them slack off either. I led them. I taught them the things I knew about the subject, and to my surprise, they actually listened. Over the weekend, Lisa invited us to her home so we could work on the project there. Tracy brought snacks, Kylie brought materials, and I brought my computer and some books. I helped them learn, and I made it fun. And it wasn't long before the girls began to laugh with me, not at me.
"Wow, Glenn! You're actually really good at this stuff!"
"Yeah.
Like, I didn't know doing school stuff could be this fun.
Or interesting."
I blushed. Really, really hard. And the girls laughed because I was back to my shy self again. We got top marks for that project. And the teacher was surprised that the girls actually learned something. Afterwards, Lisa took us to a restaurant to celebrate.
"You know, Glenn, you're actually not too bad."
"Yeah, Glenn. We thought you were a total loser. But you're actually pretty cool. And once you do the things you like, you're actually a good leader. And you can talk. I didn't know you could talk."
"Yeah, Kylie's right. When you're doing something you like, you're actually real interesting. But as soon as you're in a normal situation, you get shy again."
I'm sorry."
"You don't have to apologize. We're just telling you how we see it. Like, you're super smart. With that brain and the right look, I'm willing to bet you could be super popular. And you know what? I think we can help you. Right, girls?"
Tracy and Kylie looked at Lisa with excited eyes, and together, the girls all shouted,
"Makeover!"
The girls taught me how to express myself. They took me to the mall and dragged me to
every single store. They made me try on clothes, and they taught me how to pick out looks that suited me. They took me to a salon and had the guy there cut my hair. By the time we left the mall, I was a different person. When I saw myself in the mirror, I could hardly believe it. Was that reflection really me? Was that really the same person? Weeks later, the girl's lesson started paying off. I noticed how much easier it was to talk to people. And because of my new look, my classmates actually started talking to me. They had all sorts of questions. Like what happened to my glasses, or where I bought my jacket, or how much my shoes were. Slowly but surely, I started making friends, and I was becoming more and more popular. What really boosted my popularity was the girls, though. They always hung out with me. And even better, they started fighting over me. Lisa, Kylie, and Tracy all started having a crush on me. And one time, they even asked me out at the same time. I had no choice. How could I say no? They were the prettiest and nicest girls I knew. But I didn't want to break their hearts by choosing one over the others. It was actually Tracy who suggested it. And I was surprised that the other two agreed. They wanted to share me. They wanted to all date me. At the same time. I'd never even dated one girl before. Much less three at the same time. I didn't know what to do. But I said yes anyway. How could I say no? How could anyone? That made me so popular. All the boys envied me. Most of them wanted to be me. "Teach me, senpai!" The basketball team would shout at me whenever they saw me holding hands with my three girlfriends. Because of my popularity, I got nominated to run for student council. I didn't know who did it. I was surprised myself. But one day, they just announced that I was in the running for president. Everyone knew I was gonna win, especially because my girlfriend started campaigning for me. But then, sinister posters with my face on them started appearing around school. It was a smear campaign. Some people were circulating rumors about me, saying lies like I cheat on exams, that I only get good grades because I paid the teachers, and they posted pictures of the old me and called me names. Loser. Loner. Friendless. Nerd. Some people laughed, but more people didn't care. They knew the new me, and they didn't care that I used to be a shy nerd. In fact, instead of hurting my campaign, it actually helped. People started supporting me because someone was attacking me. But then, the posters kept appearing. And this time, they attacked my girlfriends. I couldn't let that go. So, I investigated who was behind them. And it turned out, it was the current student council president. He was so scared that I was gonna win and unseat him that he wanted to do whatever he could to prevent me from winning. I kinda felt sorry for the guy. But if someone was willing to do whatever it took to win, including bullying others, I think he doesn't deserve to be the leader. So, I reported the things he did to the principal. And he was immediately taken from his position. A week later, I ran for student council president unopposed. I won, of course. And my first act as president was to outlaw any kind of smear campaigning. If anybody wanted to challenge my seat, they're welcome to. I'm not going to stop them, even if they're more popular and they're going to win over me. I told everyone that I'm not the kind of leader who wants to hold on to power. I just wanted to do my best while I was there. And you know what? People put their trust in me. In return, I gave back the best I could. And the people who used to ridicule me and call me a loner, they all want to be friends with me now. Especially the basketball team. They always ask me to set them up with some of my girlfriends. Tracy, Kylie, and Lisa really helped me come out of my shell. And I will always love them and be grateful for what they did. Now, I have lots of friends and nobody bullies me anymore. So, to thank them, I organized the sickest prom ever. I made sure the school gave us a great venue, an awesome after party, a red carpet where we could take our photos, and the best DJ in town. I took all three of them to prom. It was a bit insane having to rent a stretch limo and pick up each of them at their houses, and then having to dance with all three at once. But you know what? I had the time of my life. And I think they did, too.